It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Oh, it's so close to Friday. I can feel it. It's Thursday, the 28th of February. As a matter of fact, tomorrow will be the 1st of March. Holy crap. We're trucking along in 2019. Let me hype that. You guys are counting down days that we get like days off.
Oh my gosh.
Because like the beginning of the year, we get a bunch of days off because of holidays. Then I'm like, okay, next one's not coming to like spring or summer. I'm like, dang, we got to wait a little bit. All right, my name is Joe. Well, I'm handsome, obviously. And I like to wear breathe right strips at night to breathe through my nose.
Yeah.
Alex, go ahead, Liv.
We found that out this morning when you walked in with one on.
Yeah, I was keeping it on until like one end popped up. It's like, ping. I'm like, all right, I can't have half of... Well, actually, it's better to breathe out of one nasal passage than both, but actually, I'm feeling good. It's just, I hate this stuff, man. Every year, I get it two or three times, the sinus crap, but I'm feeling better, and I might pop one on later. I brought enough for the whole group to share if you guys want to be like a football team.
That's fun.
I'd be surprised, Liv. Do you understand nasal strips? Like, how does a strip help you breathe?
It just expands out your nostrils, right?
Or maybe there's little fans in there that, like, help circulate air.
Let's not get into that. Now you're confusing me.
What's going on, Alex?
Last night I got to host a networking event or something for, like, people to, like, mingle and meet each other and, you know, maybe find a job, make a friend, whatever. And I met this girl who told me that her dad is a retired, as of recently, FBI agent.
Nice.
And that she is about to apply to be an FBI agent, too. And she wants to specialize in school shootings and, like, the psychology behind that and, like, why they happen.
Wow.
And things like that. And I was like, dude, you and I are about to be best friends.
Couple of weirdos.
Crazy.
Networking. Okay.
Yeah. As soon as I found out she was about to be an FBI agent, I was like... I was like, tell me everything.
You could be an FBI agent. Like, they're making it easier and easier than ever before. I'm not knocking her, but, like, if you really wanted to pursue that, I bet you could.
Well, I mean, she works for, like, the Department of Homeland Security right now and
okay,
stuff.
So
it's
well,
not like
okay.
She's, like, a nobody. I mean, she definitely has been taking the steps to get there. You have to have, I think, a bachelor's degree. You have to pass special fitness tests.
Is that college
all these different
stuff?
Things.
Okay, I'm out. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, it can't just be anybody, but... I mean, anyone can apply as long as you have those different things.
Right. I think you need to be able to keep secrets. I think I would be out.
Yeah.
I would not be able to keep my mouth
shut. You would leak even if you weren't tortured. What about you, Liv? How was your day?
It was really good. We had like a meeting yesterday and stuff. And then after that, I went to the gym and I honestly have one of the best runs of my life.
What makes a run good?
You know, just...
Pre-workout?
Not pre-workout. That'll make your heart explode if you take pre-workout and then run a lot. But it was just really good. I was in a really good headset. I had really good endurance. I wasn't lagging.
I shouldn't have asked.
Well, I wasn't lagging and my body wasn't super sore, even though I did legs the day before. Like, it just was a really, really good run. And I'm someone that, like, genuinely loves to run. Like, I just absolutely love it. And I like to run as much as I can.
Oh, you're crazy.
And here's the thing. I don't run marathons. I don't run half marathons. So it's not like I'm running 10 miles or 13.3 miles. I'm not doing long distances, but I just had a really good run. I was going at a very fast pace for myself. And yeah, it was a great run and I got to really clear my head. And I think it's so good to just be able to like think about stuff and reflect on stuff while also jamming out to music. I love it.
The psychologist in me wants to know, what are you running from? Oh, God. I did like a 5K once, and that damn near killed me. And I was like a slow jog.
I could never.
Oof. Yeah, if a bear's coming after me, go ahead, bro. Eat me.
I did do over a 5K yesterday on the treadmill. Okay, see, that's like nothing to me, though.
I know, but that makes me sad.
Okay.
Yesterday was pretty exciting for me. I did something really, really cool.
You did? What?
Yes. Look.
Oh, you got a new phone charger?
Yes.
Yeah, I should have known it wasn't going to be cool.
It looks like a gardener snake.
No, it's a 10-foot phone charger. It's green. It's this cool material, and it was $13. Now, I use phone chargers until they fall apart.
Well,
I wish you would have seen my last
one. Since that's not an Apple one, it's going to fall apart in about a week.
Yeah.
No, but you just said it looks endurable. Like, look at it.
No, I don't. I said it looked like a gardener snake.
It's like one of those one that's like felt kind of around it. So I think that's why it's going to last. Because the ones that are just wires, that's when like things get exposed and break off. But I think it might last a while. I'm just like a little annoyed because there's so much cord over in this area. Me and Porkchop sit right next to each other like pretty tightly. And there's like so much cord in this area because it's so freaking long. And this is not the setting where it needs to be that long.
It was $13.
I hate to tell you this too. I got a long cord. It was like a black one, but a 10-footer for my old iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing Alex said. It's held up durability-wise, but it takes forever to charge. Just maybe it's because it takes longer to go through there.
I've been noticing mine's going really fast.
Well,
actually,
that's great. Then I'm happy for you. You must have got a really good charger then. So
yeah, I'm happy. Thank
that's
you.
Probably the best news out of anybody right
Very
there.
Very exciting.
That is... I'm really excited for you. That's awesome. All right. Hey, we got a lot going on today here on the Joe and Alex Show. Coming up at around 7:45, 6:45 Central, we will hook you up with Cardi B. If you're in Indy, we're going to give you tickets to our show when she comes here later this summer. If you're in Houston, well, her show is going to be going on Friday night at the Houston Rodeo. We're going to give you tickets exclusively to the after party, getting you in there. We'll tell you all about that coming up. But a little over an hour from now, your chance to win. Also today, we've got Ask Alex and just a bunch of other stuff. Coming up next, Alex is going to tell us what's happening in the garbage, so don't go anywhere.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Harrison was asked by Entertainment Tonight if Khloe Kardashian will be the next Bachelorette.
Is it Khloe Kardashian?
No, it is not. Breaking news. But we had some fun with that, I think. And I think everybody had a little fun with it because obviously Khloe apparently went through a big breakup.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard. And there's a lot to it. It probably wouldn't be the worst show. There's some compelling arguments to be made there, but no.
Indonesia has banned numerous songs, including Bruno Mars's Versace on the Floor and Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. Bruno didn't like that too much and started mocking Ed's song on Twitter, saying, "Dear Indonesia, I gave you the wholesome hits, nothing on you, just the way you are and treasure. Don't let me in with that sexual deviant. I'm in love with the shape of you. Really, Ed Sheeran? You monster. And don't even get me started on thinking out loud. Have you no shame?" Ed has not commented. I think it's funny. Obviously,
I think it's because he's a ginger. I think it's because he's a redhead.
Bruno's just being funny. Will Smith has officially joined his wife Jada Pinkett Smith on Facebook Watch. He debuted his weekly series Will Smith's Bucket List yesterday on Facebook. In the series, Smith will travel the world to take on challenges and overcome obstacles. The 6-episode series will include him taking part in a Bollywood movie, skydiving in Dubai, and performing stand-up comedy with Dave Chappelle. And Daniel Craig is returning to play James Bond once again in the still untitled Bond 25. And now a new report says that the British spy will be facing off against a villain to be played by recent Oscar winner Rami Malek. Collider says the Bohemian Rhapsody star is in final negotiations to play the baddie in the new film. Coming up in less than an hour, Tristan Thompson may not be the only guy of Chloe's that Jordan Woods has gotten with.
Hey, good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Now, most of us here on the show, I think it's safe to say, follow the law. But, you know, occasionally... we got lead feet. You know, we're not the best of drivers. We'll admit that. A driver, I don't know if we're as bad as this, though, got busted for speeding. He got 2 tickets in 11 minutes. He got a $400 ticket. Wouldn't that make you slow down if you got a $400 ticket? Like, wouldn't you go, like, 10 miles per hour the rest of your life?
100%.
Yeah, well, not this guy. This driver was pulled over in California. It happened on Monday. He was doing 90 miles an hour and got a speeding ticket. And then 11 minutes later, they pulled him over again for going 103, so even faster. Comes out to about $800 for all of his tickets.
That's surprising, yeah.
I wonder if he'll even have a license now. Alex, I remember you got pulled over in right in our parking lot by a cop.
Yep.
But you got out of that, didn't you?
I did.
Have you ever gotten any kind of a ticket from driving?
I think I've been pulled over 3 times, and each time I've gotten out of it, I didn't even get a warning.
God, I need to start showing my boobs.
That's not what I did. I just start crying.
Right.
Is it, you think it's just like.
Crying. No, I'm just kidding.
You think that it is like a cop's like, oh God, I don't want to deal with it. Yeah.
Oh God. Your eyes were tearing up from something.
I don't get it. No, what about you, Liv? I mean, we give you a hard time because for a long time you were driving with a suspended license and didn't even know it. And you've been in a fender bender or two, but any other tickets in your line of work?
I have gotten a lot of tickets in my past. It has actually been like a big issue for me and my parents.
Because your insurance is through the roof.
We've been dropped from 3 insurances.
What?
Yeah.
Hold on. I can't believe your parents even let you drive. Like,
Wait a minute. Okay. I think I could be wrong. It's pretty tough to get dropped by an insurance company. Then after you've been dropped, I think it's even tougher for another one to pick you up because they're like, oh, you're high risk. What have you done to be dropped from an insurance company?
I've just gotten a lot of tickets back in my day. You know,
I don't know. That's why we're asking.
I had the need for speed, man, you know, and I just couldn't help myself. And it was more so that I wasn't paying attention. It's not like I was trying to be like.
But when you speed, are you speeding a lot or just like 5 miles over? 5 miles per hour.
Yeah, because 5 miles per hour over, I mean, it's speeding, but that's not a big deal.
I was like, when I get pulled over for speeding, it's because I'm going like 45 over.
Yeah, see, that's how I am. I'm always going like really, I mean, maybe not 45, but like I'm definitely, I would say probably my average speed was on any road was 75. On the highway, it was probably like 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was just my average, but I wasn't paying attention. And here's my problem. I get so hyped up with music. I'm listening to Justin Bieber. I'm belting my heart out. My heart is pounding and racing because I love him so much. And I just happen to be going fast. I don't realize I'm going to. Also, another problem is that I always used to be late all the time everything. Yeah. So then you have to speed to get there on time.
Wow. Okay. I'm not even trying to judge you. It's just like I knew you've had some car issues, Liv. I just never knew that you actually have been dropped from insurance.
Oh, absolutely. And so then my
parents, gives me anxiety.
My dad always used to threaten that if I get one more ticket, then they're not going to pay for my car insurance anymore.
Yikes.
And it was threatened a lot, but it never happened. Then finally, they're like, no, this is the last draw. This is it. And then I remember my sophomore year of college, I was driving home to my parents. I got pulled over. I got a ticket. I called my mom. I was sobbing. And I was like, I'm not going to be able to afford a car. I'm never going to be able to come home from college because I can't afford insurance.
You're fake crying?
No, I was actually crying, but like a little bit being dramatic. And then they never threatened it again.
I'm pretty sure that I've told you before, or some of you guys, but in my life, I've gotten like 50 tickets. Actually, I just sent you a text message in the group chat, like a picture message.
Hold on, I didn't see.
That's a picture.
Are these all tickets?
Yeah, I've got like 35 of them.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, are these parking tickets?
Yeah, those don't count.
Parking tickets don't count.
Okay, I will say like probably 4 or 5 of those are like parking tickets, but all the other ones are from speeding.
Speeding?
Well,
holy
actually,
cow.
I should say this too.
And you're a 5-star Uber driver?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Actually, okay. So a lot of them are for like seatbelt, license plate, thing hanging from your mirror, but that's all because I actually was speeding. I got pulled over and I was nice about it. And they let me off with like an easier ticket.
God, I just thought it was interesting this person was this dumb to get pulled over 2 times in 11 minutes. But I thought maybe I was a bad driver because I got pulled over 1 time doing like 95 and a 70. But you guys make me feel so good about myself this morning.
No, I'm a great driver.
You know what's funny? I've gotten pulled over 2 times in 45 minutes. I was driving from college back to my hometown and I literally got pulled over 2 times in 45 minutes.
Wow. You know what though? We're impressed with you today. You know what I like? We learned something new about Liv today.
Yeah, she got dropped
from her insurance. Hey, let us know what happens again, okay?
Will do.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and this is Joe's Need to Know News. Sadly, talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un wrapped up earlier than expected Thursday. Obviously, in Vietnam, they're a little ahead of us here in America. The White House announced that no agreement had been reached between the leaders. Trump took actually to the stage solo for a news conference telling reporters, sometimes you got to walk. So I hope they come back together because it was getting exciting, hoping that there would be some kind of peace agreement. But I don't know what's going to happen with that one. Yesterday, gosh, all those. You ever just turn on Facebook Live notifications when you get so many of them? Because everybody was talking about Michael Cohen was testifying yesterday. It's like all my Facebook stuff's like, bing, 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 bing. Like everybody's covering it. I'm like, oh, God, I can't take it. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday calling the president a racist, a liar, and a cheat. He said Trump knew about WikiLeaks, the plan to publish hacked Clinton emails, and would work with anyone to win. Cohen presented what he said was evidence that Trump knew about payments to Stormy Daniels and continued to write checks to reimburse his attorney for them after he became president. But I don't know. Do you believe somebody that's already been convicted of lying, too? So it's always interesting.
No.
But would a liar tell the truth when they have nothing else to lose? Who knows? But he'll be going to jail soon. But that's the thing. They'll have some private meetings today, so more will come from that. Why was this not around when I was in school? North Carolina, you're geniuses. I'm so proud of all of you. North Carolina legislators are considering lowering the F grade in their public school system to a 39%. Then that's an F. If you have a 40, it's just a D minus.
So dumb.
This is amazing. Are you kidding me? I would have been like an honor roll student.
That's the problem.
Oh, I love this. The bill would then be based on a 15-point scale instead of a 10, making only scores that are lower than a 39% being considered an F grade. So if I had like an 85 or above, your boy Joe's an A student, everybody.
What's the point of this?
I honestly don't know the point. Maybe it's just to help get more kids out of their school and
the
graduate.
The wussification of America.
What was your
Everybody's
guys' schools
a winner.
And like what were your grades when you guys were in school?
Like what kind of student
like
was
I graduated like just below a C minus. I had like a 1.7.
I
never applied myself.
B's. I mean, I had mostly
you would have been an A.
My freshman to junior year of high school. And then my senior year, I got like straight A's.
It's a salty subject for me.
Why? What happened?
I graduated with a 3.32.
Oh, I graduated with a better GPA than you.
Oh. Well, it's salty because a 3.33 was when you get to wear the tassel because you're special.
Oh.
Yeah, I missed it by literally 0.1.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They told me my GPA was so low that I really wasn't even allowed to wear the gown or the cap.
No. Oh my God.
So you had to go
I'm kidding. I did. I was naked because you're supposed to be naked, right? You're naked under your gown. Isn't that what everybody does?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, now we know. Good thing the wind wasn't blowing that day at Howell High School. A couple more stories here. You better leave a tip when you order something online, like having food delivered to you, especially with one of these delivery services. A man was arrested for putting his cojones in an order of salsa.
Wow.
Yeah, he said someone ordered salsa from a Mexican restaurant in Tennessee. It shows video of this 31-year-old guy putting his junk in a cup of salsa. Someone in the vehicle identified as the delivery driver is heard giggling and saying, this is what you get when you give me an 89-cent tip for almost a 30-minute drive.
Are you sure that it wasn't queso made with Fremunda cheese?
I don't think so. Now, this is going to sound weird. I'm more prone to dip my stuff in queso because it's warm and cheesy and nice.
No, I feel like this would burn.
Queso would not burn. It'd be like it would be like, ooh, relaxing. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like a little massage. Now, salsa could burn. You get some jalapeno near your...
Oh. This salsa tastes a little nuttier than usual.
I wonder what they used. Yeah, the driver was fired and the salsa dipper was arrested. So leave a good tip. I'm... Pork chop, I gotta ask you, it's kind of too late, but working in the food industry with you, did people ever do stuff to food with customers?
I saw something one time, and no, it was not at Applebee's.
I'm not asking what location. I just want to know in the
food
industry.
Well, I just always say I work there. It wasn't there, though. But I saw... Do you want to know?
Yeah. Yes, I totally want to know.
So this was like 13 years ago. Someone took a snake that you use to clean a drain.
Oh, no, my stop, God. Stop. Oh, my God.
And mixed it in their cup.
That is the most messed up
that's
thing.
Toxic.
You have to be a demented person to do something like that.
I don't even get it.
Fear. You know, like the
to clean toilets? Like when there's a clog, you snake it out.
Sinks. Not for a toilet. Yeah, for a little sink.
Or like what you use for a shower to get
all
the hair out.
Why would you use that?
No, because he was like obviously clearly upset with the customer.
You use that in the restaurant, though.
I thought you meant the person sitting at their booth did that. I'm like, why did they bring that to the restaurant?
Here, let me stir this for you. Oh, that's absolutely disgusting. And Liv, I know you're always health conscious, but maybe you're willing to try this. This sounds like the perfect drink for you in the spring and the summer gets here, okay? Natural Light, a.k.a. Natty Light, has launched a new strawberry lemonade beer called Natter Days.
I kind of like that.
Natter Days are for the libs.
Yeah.
Yep. The company said the beer is perfect for hot days and for people who like drinking strawberry lemonade and beer. The beer is available in stores across the country.
You know what I have to do now?
What do you got to do?
I literally have to get that. I have to take a picture with it. And I have to make that my Instagram caption. I have to now.
Well, hey, why don't you go right now? I don't think, actually, no, they don't sell alcohol yet, do they? As soon as they open, you leave the show, and you get yourself a little six-pack, okay?
Perfect.
And bring it back for everybody.
Sometimes the Instagram pictures choose us. We don't choose them.
That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Parents, if you're listening right now to the Joe and Alex Show, I know you're busy. You're probably getting ready for school or heading into work. But if you safely can, please join in this conversation because you're the person we really want to hear from. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. Has anybody here, before we dive too deep into this, Alex, Liv, or Porkchop, have you guys heard of the Momo Challenge? Has anybody heard of this before?
Yeah, I've heard about this like a year ago. I mean, I saw this online like a year ago, but nobody's talking about it. I don't understand why in the last 24 hours now everyone is talking about this. Like, this story's been out forever.
I've never heard of it.
I would hide it on Facebook because I hate the picture. It freaks me out. So I would push, like, hide post yep. every single time I saw it.
And it just keeps on getting spread and spread. Now, this could all be, like, just a big internet hoax because there's tons of stuff out there, but they're saying that kids are actually in danger. Here's the basics here. And parents, if you're listening to the show right now and you've heard of this, please call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. Parents are warning about the latest trend in social media online called the Momo Challenge that could direct your kid to take their own life. The challenge is to meet Momo, and to do that, you must follow a series of instructions which can include harming others or yourself. The Momo Challenge has been linked to a death of a girl in Argentina, but none here in America so far. An expert says parents should download software that can track their kids' online activity and make sure they can see their screens when they're on a computer or device to make sure their kids don't take part in this or any other harmful challenge. Now, if you haven't seen the photo, are we putting this up, Liv? Have you even seen the photo yourself?
I haven't seen the photo yet, and I'm kind of scared to
so are you not are
honest.
You are you not going to put it up because you're too scared to look? Alex, can you put it up if she's
no,
too scared?
I'm too scared to look. I said I hide it.
Porkchop, put the photo up too. Okay. We will get a photo up when somebody's brave enough to post it. Now here's the thing. This is kind of scary right now. This is, I believe, a little the Momo song. Listen to this.
Momo.
I hate this already.
That night she'll come when you're in bed. In the morning, you will be dead. Mama, mama, mama's gonna kill you. Do you want a surprise? Look in her eyes. I won't lie. You're gonna die.
You want to know my
gosh,
theory on
seriously,
this?
Seriously, stop. I, like, have chills. I'm seriously
I think
scared.
I probably
I
agree
like
with whatever
this.
Your theory is, but go ahead. What is it?
This is probably, like, a scary movie that's going to come out, and so this whole story, it's getting everybody scared, freaked out, like, you know, which is good. So
yeah.
Then, like, the movie will come out, and it's like, oh, this was all a movie, and they were promoting the movie.
And it'll never live up to the hype either.
Because this is exactly like something that would be the premise of a scary movie.
But yeah, this is like the premise of literally like Seven Rings, right?
No. Ariana Grande song? Yeah, I love that.
Rings. Oh, The Rings. I'm sorry. I've got Ariana on my mind.
It's cool. She's like, my hair? I'm on it. All right. Now listen to this. This is a girl describing the character to her mom.
So tell me about this Momo person.
Okay. Momo is like where you have an app. And you can, like, call and text her, and she's going to say, like, when you call her and text her, she's going to, like, answer and then hang up. And then it gets started getting freaky, and then you're going to, like, text her if we could be friends, and she will say yes. We could be best friends, but when you come to her house, or she sends you the address, and when you come to her house, she could actually kill you.
Okay, well, that's not
how
good.
How is that girl not sobbing, crying, like, scared out of her mind right now?
I don't know. Alex talks about weird stuff and doesn't cry.
Yeah, it's
I think
true.
People handle fear differently. 833-JOE-ALEX. Really want to talk to parents this morning to see if you've actually heard about this. I mean, Alex has a point. What if it's just like a big movie hoax? It's like, hey, we want you to watch this movie when it comes out. What if it's not even anything? Cameron, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You have a daughter?
Yes, she's 5.
Okay, so kind of close to the girl I just played right there, the audio. What do you think about this?
Oh, it's awful. It makes me sick to my stomach.
But have you actually seen it? Like, has your daughter actually told you she's seen it?
I've seen it myself. She was watching it because normally we let her watch it when we're in the room or if we're, like, watching her because there's that stuff that's on there. And I've seen the little Momo monster-looking thing, and it's on, like, the Mommy Finger, Daddy Finger episodes. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm not cool with that. You're not watching this anymore. But that was when it was on just regular YouTube. So then we switched her to just straight the kids' YouTube, and now it's popping up all over there.
Like, when it pops up, what does that mean? Like, it's an ad, or, like, in the middle of the video, it flashes on, or what?
It'll be a video. Like, you can make any kind of video on there. People will make their own animations, and they'll put that little monster in there, and they'll make it, like, regular fun video. Like, it's doing all the things the regular characters are doing. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, hey, if you want to, you know, slit your wrist, do it this way, not this way.
Oh.
Or, hey, leave the stove on. That's cool.
What the heck?
Oh, my gosh. That's insane. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Ashley, hey, thanks for hanging on. Ashley, turn your radio down for me real quick. Just talk to me on your phone. Ashley, Ashley, what's your experience with the Momo Challenge?
Well, my daughter, like, she watches scary movies all the time. So, she hasn't seen it, but, like, I saw it, I guess within the last, like, 48 hours, I saw it a long time ago, actually, and, like, she does watch YouTube, like, a lot, so I've been monitoring, like, her YouTube a bunch lately, and then also, like, with the Peppa Pig stuff, and it's, like, a lot of stuff.
What's Peppa Pig doing?
Peppa Pig, there's, like, a bunch of stuff going on with Peppa Pig where it's not just the regular Peppa Pig. People start putting other videos of Peppa Pig where Peppa Pig is, like, someone's dying, someone's killing Peppa Pig, but, like, Peppa Pig, like, I just know there's blood somewhere in there.
Oh, my gosh. You know what somebody needs to do with all these videos, Peppa Pig and all that? They need to put, like, a Joe and Alex Show link up in there somewhere. I'm like, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show.
You know what the scariest part of this whole Momo thing is for me?
What?
What she looks like is what I look like without makeup on.
Oh, God. It's true. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we got your Cardi B hookup. We're going to be getting you set up this morning. Whether you're listening to us in Indy or in Houston, so hang on for that. I want to know your ER reason you had to go to the emergency room. Like, what happened? Why'd you have to go there? A woman got bitten by a stray cat. She got charged nearly $50,000 for that ER visit. Isn't that insane?
I literally know someone that had to go to the ER because they got bit by a dog, and it's $40,000, and she doesn't have medical insurance.
Ooh. Whoa. So she's probably suing, right? She's suing.
Grand.
Is she suing? Does she know the dog owner?
She knows the dog owner, and she's not suing or pressing
what?
Charges.
Why?
But he's paying for
it. Okay, well, then somebody is. Okay.
But still, $40,000.
So
that's
extreme,
insane.
Though. But the fact that she even had to go to the ER because she got bit on her finger by this cat. Oh, my gosh. It reminds me, this is a gross story. I'll try to make it not as gross. But when I was younger, playing out at my babysitter's, like, she had back land. And I don't know why. People say, well, it's because you're dumb, Joe, but I don't know why. But there were some boards with nails sticking out of them. And I'm like, I bet I could knock, because I had boots on. I'm like, oh, I bet I could knock those nails out with my boot.
Oh, gosh.
So I, like, slammed my boot down.
Ah!
And I put, like, a 2-inch nail in the bottom of my foot.
Wow.
I pretended to be Jesus for a moment. Didn't work. And I had to go get a tetanus shot. So that sucked. And it really hurt bad. Like, it freaked me out because the board was stuck to my boot. So,
that's nasty.
I'm reliving the pain right now. I'm sorry, but it really happened. That's why I had to go to the ER. Anybody else got kind of a weird reason they had to go to the ER?
When I was little, I must have been like about 5 or 6.
Okay.
I used to collect like the tiny little pebbles that were on the street. Like we would collect the cool ones. There was a really cool orange looking one. And it was a hot summer day. And so I put it in my nostril because it felt super cool. Because it was like the rock was really cold and my nostril was hot. And then somehow I ended up getting stuck all the way up my nose.
Oh, I think you have CTE.
In my nasal cavity.
Wait, hold on. What is that?
You don't know what CTE is?
I honestly...
That's like what football players get when they get so many concussions. Yeah. And they like are like become like brain damaged. Anyways, and I had to go to the ER. And I was probably there for 7 hours. They tried everything to get this little rock out. And they were about to start prepping me for surgery.
Oh, God.
To get it out. And then my grandmother used to be a nurse. And she said, try this old tool that we used to use back in the day. I know you don't believe me, but it's super old, but it'll work. And they tried that and it came right out. Because my parents were out of town, by the way. So my my grandma and grandpa were watching me. But yeah, I got a rock stick up my nose. It just felt so cool in the nostril.
That is so stupid.
Wait, Alex. I was like 5 or 6 or something.
She's like, oh, that was like last year, Alex. Okay, I've matured a lot since then.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jordan Woods says her fling with Tristan Thompson was a one-time thing. Sources say that Woods immediately knew that she made a mistake after hooking up with Khloe Kardashian's now former boyfriend earlier this month. The sources say that she was drunk and afterwards she knew she had messed up and was like, I gotta go, I gotta go. The sources add it was something that she regrets a lot. She also supposedly hooked up with Khloe Kardashian's ex, James Harden. Sources say Woods had a fling with the Houston Rockets star after Khloe dated him first. Khloe and Harden weren't together at the time. One pal claims they hooked up the night after she got close to Khloe's boyfriend, Tristan Thompson. Offset says that he was afraid he would lose Cardi B after they split in December because he cheated on her. The rapper said making that one mistake made him appreciate Cardi more, and they're working on their marriage now. The couple welcomed their first child, Coulter, in July, and he just released his solo album, Father of Four, last Friday. Ryan Seacrest and girlfriend Shayna Taylor split after nearly 3 years of dating. The Live with Kelly and Ryan co-host and personal chef were first linked in March of 2013, but split in December 2014. They later got back together in 2016. Sources say they weren't quite on the same page about the timeline of their future, which led to the split, but they remain good friends. And Carrie Underwood's older son, Isaiah, just turned 4 on February 27th, so she gave him a special birthday serenade using helium balloons and singing, which he loved and was really cute.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah.
Filter at first before I actually knew the whole story behind it. Okay.
Yep. Coming up in less than an hour, the truth about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Hint, I was right.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Ask Alex. It's your chance to be part of the Joe and Alex Show by emailing in joeandalexshow@gmail.com. That's all you got to do. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram and send us a direct message. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's say good morning to Kendra. Hi, Kendra. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so I'm just going to start out with the weirdest part first. My fiance sews me into bed at night.
What?
Wow. Okay, that's different.
Did you say your fiance throws you into bed at night?
No, sews. S-E-W-S.
Ooh. Okay, I can't wait to hear about this. So, why does he sew you into bed at night?
Okay, so let me explain before everyone starts judging. My fiance had one serious relationship before me, and she had some screws loose. So one night he woke up, and she was on top of him, trying to strangle him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so he obviously left her, but that's a whole nother story. So he's got some signs of PTSD since then, and I think he has to sew me into bed because he has trust issues sleeping next to somebody just to feel safe, you know?
Okay.
That just seems like quite the time-consuming process. Like, what if you get up in the middle of the night and like have to go to the bathroom or something, or you're sick? I mean, that doesn't seem like the best way to do it.
Well, I don't really need to use the bathroom at night, so that hasn't been an issue. Being sick kind of gets a little wonky. The first time it happened was about like 2.5 months ago. Well, no, it was 2.5 months into dating. And he just kind of told me that he was scared, even though he knew I wasn't going to do anything. It just made him feel better knowing I couldn't hurt him in his sleep. So then he got out this thick yarn stuff and a big sewing needle and just started sewing the blanket around me so I couldn't get out.
Oh my gosh. And that doesn't make you feel like claustrophobic?
It kind of does. He feels bad about doing it. So he plays the Cinderella song. The one where the mice are, like, sewing the dress for Cinderella.
What do you mean he plays, like, while he's sewing you?
Yeah, kind of to make it less, I guess, awkward. Just trying to make it more of, like, a sweet moment.
Wait, like this song? With me can help my Cinderella, we can make
That's what he plays.
This is just creeping me out right now. Like, I don't know how this would make me feel more relaxed. I would feel more creeped out by the situation.
But I guess I have to look at it in a positive way. Like, he's tucking me in, which is very sweet. And I don't have to go to the bathroom. It does kind of suck not to be able to move around.
Yeah, I would say so. So I'm guessing if you guys get intimate at all, it has to be before you're sewn in.
Yes, it has to be before and sewn in.
And so what does he say? He just says, okay, Kendra, just a second, and then just goes to get the sewing needle and stuff, or what?
Well, we are like, okay, it's bedtime, and then I'll do my routine, like wash my face, and then I kind of wait for him if it takes him a little longer, or he'll be sitting there waiting for me with the sewing kit.
What happens if somebody breaks into your guys' place, or what if there's a fire? You're going to die.
I would think that he would scoop me up. It'd almost be like him scooping me up in a sleeping bag, wouldn't it? I'm sewn in.
Okay, that doesn't seem like the best way to get out, but if you guys have worked on that plan.
Do your friends know about this?
So I've only told two of my girlfriends, and they were horrified.
Yeah.
They think I should break off our engagement, but I love him, and sometimes we just have to deal with our significant other's demons. He isn't hurting me. It's just kind of quirky and odd, and it's kind of sweet.
Is what Kendra's fiance doing just quirky and odd?
No.
Is this something she can live with? He has been through significant trauma. I mean,
so
his ex-girlfriend tried
what?
To kill him.
Well, then don't ever date again. You cannot justify tying somebody up every night unless it's what you're into. Then that's a
whole other thing. But he's sewing her in the blanket. It's not like he's tying her up in a straitjacket.
You're dating somebody. You get to know them more and you're married. And like, hey, I really like you, but the person before I fell in love with you, they tried to kill me, so I'm just gonna sew you in real quick. So don't move. You'd be like, okay.
No, I mean
exactly.
I wouldn't. But if Kendra's like halfway okay with it, then like maybe it's fine. I don't know.
But I love him, so I'm like, what's being sewn into the bed? You know, every night. Like
only
that's
reason.
That's his only flaw.
Only reason I'm telling Kendra not to run is because she said that she's engaged. It's not like she's just casually dating this guy. There's an actual proposal, an acceptance of that, and they're supposed to be going somewhere.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's give Kendra some advice. 833-JOE-ALEX. Does this behavior warrant breaking off the engagement, or is she right that like you just have to deal with your significant other's demons sometimes and put up with weird quirks?
I already know what I'm going to get him on the registry right now. I'm going to get him a giant sewing kit. We'll talk to you next year on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Jesus. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. No, we're not playing new music from Ariana Grande. This is actually from Cinderella. We're talking about Kendra, who is engaged to a guy, and she's having some second thoughts because, well, every night when they're going to bed, he sews her into bed. The reason why, his ex-girlfriend tried to kill him. Like, he woke up with her on top of him, which that's traumatic. And he's obviously still dealing with some stuff going through that. But do you get married? I mean, for the rest of your life, Kendra, you're saying that you're going to be willing just to be sewn into bed every night.
I'm willing to be sewn into bed every night.
does that sound crazy to you?
But her friends think it's crazy, which is why she's calling us, because they don't agree. I just, you know, think it's interesting that to make it easier for her, to try to make it less weird, he plays the Cinderella song.
Yeah, I mean, hey, just relax, baby.
We can do it.
Sorry. No, that's scary. Let's kick things off this morning with Allie. Hey, Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You also got Kendra. What's up?
Well, I think she needs to go to therapy, and since they're engaged, you know, they can face those demons together in there. You know, what happens when they have a kid? Is he going to get up every night? You know, the only one. And like you guys had said earlier, you know, about if there's a tornado or something, or a fire or a burglar, like, he's not going to just sweep you up.
Oh, or what if you have to throw, like, you know, regurgitate or go to the bathroom?
Right. So, I mean, I think that, you know, she loves him, and I think the ultimate sign of that would be her telling him, like, hey, like, it's time that we, you know, we do this, like, we'll do it together, you know. You went through something that not many people have gone through, and, you know, that's really messed up.
Yeah, that's so a good point right there.
Yeah, that's a huge issue. So I think that he needs to be willing to go through with that and, you know, move on and learn how to deal with that. And it'll take time, but, you know, they love each other and they're going to be together. And I think that says something that they're together already and that he even proposed and then left her sleep in the bed alone is huge.
Yeah, that's a big step right there. Thanks, Allie. Do you think when he goes to therapy, though, too, he's like, all right, therapist, just sit down for a second. Make yourself comfortable.
I feel like if my significant other was doing this, I would just rather sleep in separate beds. Like, I would just rather have our own rooms. If he's weirded out by sleeping next to someone, is always going to be, you know, paranoid like that. Instead of sewing me in.
Yeah, and lock the door, right?
Yeah, just put me in another room, dude. But, I'd rather sprawl out anyway.
But if you're in another room, why can't you creep in there in the middle of the night, get on top of him and murder him?
Because you lock the door.
I mean, I guess Joe has a point. His mind is probably going to go there.
You're going to have a separate house. There you go. Let's talk to Kaylee. Hey, Kaylee, you're also on with Kendra. What's going on?
It's Kayla.
Oh, my bad. Kayla and Kendra. There we go. What's up?
I just think that it's so not normal. And if someone's first instinct is to sew you into bed and not just sleep in different rooms, that sounds pretty like serial killer type to me.
But Kayla, what if there's like soft music?
Soft music, I think that makes it even creepier.
So wait, the Cinderella song doesn't ease your mind at all?
Literally, my heart was racing just listening to it. It honestly, I watch so many shows, and I feel like I'm going to read about her in the paper in a couple of weeks about how she was killed.
So wait a minute.
No. He has good intentions. He has good intentions. He's not like a crazy creepy. He has good intentions. If your first instinct is to sew your girlfriend or fiance into bed rather than sleeping in different rooms, I think there has to be something wrong.
You know what? I think Kayla is on to something because Kendra, what did your fiance do to make his ex want to kill him? Like, I wonder if he did, like...
That's true. Every time a guy says a girl's crazy, my first thing to ask him is, well, what did you do to make her crazy?
All right, let's go to line number 5 and talk to Ella. Hey, Ella, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
What up? What did you want to say? You also got Kendra on here.
Hi. I just think if somebody is willing to marry you, which is one of the biggest commitments they can make, they should just know that you are not going to murder them in your sleep. He needs to run if he is not willing to go to therapy and get this taken care of.
Yeah, like,
he
how
knows
do you...
they're not going to kill him in his sleep.
Yeah,
it's just a safety precaution for him. It's like a security blanket.
You shouldn't need one, though. I don't need a safety precaution to know that my husband isn't going to kill me in my sleep.
That's what a lot of wives thought, and then their husbands killed them.
Yeah, but what do they do to give the husband a reason, though, too? I mean, let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm. Alex and your Murder Monday, you're crazy.
Hey, thank you, Ella, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. All right, Kendra, we wish you the best, you know, and hope things work out. We have a few more things we can share with you as far as social media, at Joe and Alex show. What do we have?
Gina just brings up a really good point. She says, how do you know the ex didn't choke him because she was sewn every night? Ah! Maybe she woke up and wanted to get revenge.
Ah! Okay, Kendra, best of luck to you right there.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you have a good one. That was interesting. I thought, honestly, we were doing Freak Show Friday for a second there.
So many people were tweeting us screenshots of the Human Centipede movie. Yikes.
Oh, I've actually seen the first one. Gross, by the way. Morning, we are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we have got your Cardi B hookup. Check it out. If you're listening to us in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9, well, we've got your chance to win tickets to see Cardi B at Bankers Life Fieldhouse this summer. Oh, it's going to be insane. July 30th, it'll be just, I can't imagine, probably the biggest concert in a long time. It'll be nuts. Houston, you've got a chance to win tickets to the official Cardi B after party at Spire. It's going to be happening after performance Friday night at the Houston Rodeo. Only way you're winning those tickets is if you listen to us in Houston on 92.1, because our guy DJ Riddler is actually the resident DJ there. Nobody else, no other station, is getting you in there. So, today, Pork Chop, I think it's kind of cool, kind of creative. Explain the game that you got, because we got two different people, two different cities competing. What is this?
Yeah, so we, like you said, we are on the air in Houston and Indianapolis. So I want to see who knows more about the other person's city.
Ooh, this is tough. This is, might be like just blind luck unless you did some research. Who do we go to this morning? Who is going to represent Indy this morning? Eeny, meeny, miny. Hey, Kim, looks like you're representing Indy. What up?
What's up?
All right, cool. Let's get you on hold. I got you locked in there. And let's go. Who do we want for Houston? Okay. Okay, let's go to line number 8 and say hi to Jeanette. Jeanette, you're representing H-Town.
Hi.
Hey, are you nervous?
No.
Okay, cool. Just want to make sure you could hear us. She's like, yes. I would like the after-party tickets, but I don't want to talk. Okay, listen up. We're going to have fun here. We're going to do this pork chop. How's this game going to go down?
So I've got 5 questions here. You got to get 3 out of 5. Best out of 5. So I'm going to ask Kim a question first, then I'll ask Jeanette, and I'll go back and forth.
Okay.
We need our game show music.
Oh, man. What game show music will we have today?
So Kim is from Indianapolis, so you will go first.
Okay.
Houston is known as Space City because of what program?
Who goes first? I don't know. The
indie NASA girl.
Space program.
Do you have an answer? Guess?
NASA space program.
That is correct.
Good job.
Yeah.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah. Kim, who's from Indy, you would answer questions about Houston. And then who is it? Jeanette?
Yes.
Jeanette from Houston answers questions about Indy.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, Jeanette, you are next.
Mm-hmm.
What is Indy's NFL team called?
Indy?
That is what?
Wait, what is the...
Jeanette, what is the Indianapolis football team, the NFL team called?
That is correct.
There you go. Kind of rough to bring that up because this past year in the playoffs, they met and the Colts did beat the Texans.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Kim, you're next.
Okay.
After Hurricane Katrina, Houston's population exploded. Where did most of these displaced people come from? Five seconds.
Louisiana.
That is correct.
I was going to say, Kim, if you don't get
that.
I know.
Ohio? Easy. Did they come from Ohio?
The no. Gone.
Jeez. Okay.
Jeanette, next one for you. Indianapolis is known as the blank of America.
Or the state of Indiana is known as the blank of America.
5 seconds.
I don't know.
The answer is crossroads. Indiana is the crossroads of America. Kim, you're in the lead. Actually, if you get this one right, you are the winner.
Let's do it.
This famous girls group was birthed in Houston. It consisted of 3 women, which now dominate dominates the hip hop and pop industry. Who is it?
Oh my word. I don't know. Nicki Minaj.
That is incorrect.
Nope.
That would be Beyonce from Destiny's Child.
Okay.
I appreciate a Nicki Minaj reference on the Joe and Alex show because you're about the only one that'll give us one. All right.
Jeanette, you're next. Indianapolis is home to the Indy 500. What popular holiday weekend does this event take place?
During Memorial 5 seconds. Day?
That's right.
That is correct. Wow, Memorial Day weekend. You are correct. So you both got 2 right so far. Back to Kim. What is a nickname for Houston?
Oh, my word. H-Town.
That's correct.
Somebody was listening when I said it earlier. Okay.
All right. Back into sudden death. Jeanette, this one is for you.
I win. Isn't that free?
Nope, because she got one right, so we got into sudden death.
We're tied right now.
I'm there.
Jeanette, people from Houston are known as Houstonians. What are people from Indiana known as? You need to get this one right to win. Or tie, rather. Excuse me. 5 seconds.
I'm not sure.
1 second. Oh, it's the Hoosier!
Yeah.
Oh, that means, Kim, you are the winner!
Woo!
Congratulations going out to Kim. Hey, Jeanette, try again tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, man, I'm so bummed. It was so close.
But that was good.
I'm happy for Kim, though.
Kim, you know a lot about Houston. That's pretty impressive.
I didn't think I did, but I was guessing. So.
Well, there you go. You got any more questions? I'm kind of intrigued right now, Pork Chop. I want to see how much I know about my cities.
Well, what's Houston's football team called?
Duh, the Texans, bro.
What's a shortened nickname for Indianapolis?
Oh, I'm stumped.
Indy?
Naptown?
Yes, Circle City.
You know what I'm doing after the show? I'm taking me a big old nap. Hey, we've got these tickets all this week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show. So you can win again tomorrow. If you're in Indy, you'll have a chance to go see Cardi B. I don't know, maybe Bruno Mars will come there on July 30th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And if you're listening in Houston, you got a chance to go to that Cardi B after party. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to join in this conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. My brother, it's last minute, but he's getting married tomorrow. So I'm excited. I'm going to be heading up there first thing tomorrow at like 5 in the morning. I think they're getting married by, I don't know, an officer of the peace or a judge. Somebody's making it official. It'll be legally done at like 11:15 in the morning. So God forbid we hit any kind of traffic. That would suck to miss it. But it's really informal. It's not a typical wedding with like a minister or a priest, and it's not going to be at a big reception hall. They're going to have a get-together at somebody's house. I'm wondering, do I need to prepare a speech? Like, I'm not his best man, but I am his brother. He was my best man in my wedding, so he gave a speech. But I won't feel bad if I have a speech and I don't get to read it. But how awkward would that be? And it's like, all right, Joe, do you want to say anything? And all of a sudden, it's just...
I mean, you guys are probably going to go to like a nice dinner afterwards or something like that. And that's where I think you would want to have something to like, you stand up and you propose a toast and then you say something.
I wouldn't necessarily have like a written out speech prepared, but I would have like words thought up of. Like, think about it on your drive to the wedding, like up to Michigan. Like, I would be like thinking about like what you would want to say, or maybe like a funny story you would want to tell. Like, I would have thought about it just in case if it does happen that people are doing toasts and stuff. I think that would be super special.
Cause he's making it seem like this is really low key, like small. He keeps on downplaying it more and more and more. And that's the same thing. Like, I truly still don't know if he really wants me there. I don't think he does. I don't think he wants anybody there at his actual ceremony to get married. Not that he doesn't like us or he's embarrassed by us, but just of the simple fact that it's going to be like really small and private, he's saying.
I think you don't worry about saying anything at the actual ceremony. I think just propose some sort of like short toast at the dinner.
I definitely think you need to propose a toast at the dinner.
Because they're going to invite you to dinner because you're driving up there.
Well, I would hope so, right? They're probably, am I supposed to pay for the dinner now too?
Probably,
yes. Alex, I don't even think they're going out. Like, this is how limited the details are. I think they're getting together at somebody's house.
I think that would be fun. Like,
this is so small.
Wherever you are, just that's where you would stand up and ding on your glass and then... Or beer can or whatever.
Hold on. Do we have a glass in here? Oh, I want to practice. I don't know how to do this. Hold on. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, and then say, hear ye, hear ye.
Or is it supposed to be like more like on a farm? Like
not the farm. Okay. Well, you are going to Michigan, so maybe yes.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lady Gaga knows that her Oscars performance with Bradley Cooper was intimate. And she says that that's what the pair was going for. Days after the actors took to the Oscar stage to perform Shallow from their hit film A Star Is Born, Gaga opened up about the performance with her co-star on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Social media, quite frankly, is the toilet of the internet.
Yes, it is.
And yes, people saw love, and guess what? That's what we wanted you to see.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is a love song, Shallow. And from a performance perspective, it was so important to both of us that we were connected the entire time. I mean, like, when you're singing love songs, that's what you want people to feel. I'm an artist, and I guess we did a good job, and fooled ya.
I told you guys. I knew it. Gayle King spoke with Michael Jackson accusers Wade Robson and James Safechuck on CBS this morning, who detailed their allegations that Michael Jackson sexually abused them when they were children.
You did not think, this is creepy, don't touch me, this is wrong. You didn't think any of that?
No, I didn't think any of that. It was, again, the feeling was, out of all the kids in the world, here I am. And Michael chose me, and he also told me that, you know, I've never done this with anybody else. So that was more to, wow, he chooses me, and he loves me. Yeah, I believe there are many other boys that Michael abused. I find it hard to believe that he had boys around for any other reason than to sexually abuse them.
Their claims are going to be featured in the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, set to premiere this Sunday and will be a two-part event finishing on Monday. Oprah Winfrey has announced that she will host an After Neverland special that will feature the Michael Jackson accusers as well. The interview is also going to take place before an audience of survivors of sexual abuse and others whose lives have been impacted by it. The Oprah special will air after the second part of the documentary on HBO and OWN simultaneously on March 4th. Tyga is being sued by Midway Rent-A-Car for not paying the remainder of his payment for the leases on two luxury vehicles, which he still owes close to $128,000 on.
Dang.
In 2016, Tyga rented a 2012 Ferrari 458 Spider, and I probably said all that wrong. I don't know these cars. And 2012 Rolls-Royce Ghost, and according to the rental company, both vehicles were repossessed, but Tyga still owes almost $128,000 for both vehicles. He has not commented on the situation. And Beverly Hills 90210 is coming back to TV with six of the original cast members: Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Ian Ziering, Gabrielle Carteris, Brian Austin Green, and Tori Spelling will all be part of the reboot. But the actors aren't returning as the characters they played in the original 1990 series. Instead, they will play heightened versions of themselves. Beverly Hills 90210 will return for a six-episode event series this summer on Fox. That's the garbage.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. You can be part of the conversation a lot of different ways on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show for the number to call in. That's pretty simple. It's got our names in it. 833-JOE-ALEX, which is 833-563-2539. I want to know about your enemy at work. I think the obvious one's the boss, but just in general, like, who's your enemy at work? What are they doing? Why are they your enemy? 833-JOE-ALEX. Now, what makes someone an enemy? How about this? They lie to make themselves look good. I can't stand that. Like, they'll try to take credit for a project or something, or an idea. Like, oh, I came up with that. It's like, excuse me? You did not come up with that idea. What about this? They criticize other people. Well, I'm guilty of that. They always interrupt. I've never done that before. Another thing that can make somebody an enemy at work, they're passive aggressive. Oh my God. Did you guys come up with this list? What is this? They're dismissive. Wow, I'm doing a lot of self-reflection here. I might be a lot of enemies to people. Our work enemies are usually the same age as us or older, the same gender as us, and someone we interact with on a daily basis. So 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Live the web, girl.
When I was a drink server at a country club, I had like a big enemy at work, and also she played lacrosse, or no, she played field hockey.
Oh, she was a beast then.
Oh yeah. My gosh, she towered over me. She had to have been at least 5'11", at least, and she was huge, and she hated me because all of the other drink servers were athletes. They were either soccer players or like field hockey players or like softball players. And I was the only one that wasn't a, like, University of Louisville athlete. And so she would just pick on me all the time. And I would ask her questions, and she would just blatantly ignore me. And she gave the dirtiest looks in the entire world. I literally would, it would shiver me down to my core.
Dang.
Ugh. She was the absolute worst. Clarissa or something. I remember you. I have not forgotten you.
Liz still remembers after all these years. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off with Brittany. Hey, thanks for calling in. Tell us about your work enemy.
Oh my gosh. So she is just, she's lazy, and it seems like we always have to pick up her slack. So it sucks. Just do your job and go home.
What's one of the, like, meanest things that she's done to you?
Oh, my gosh. Like, calls in nonstop, probably. And then when she is there, like, you'll ask her to help you, like, help you do something. And she just completely ignores you.
So, basically,
and, like,
she never works.
I'm busy.
Yeah, so when she never works most of the time. And then when she is supposed to be working, she still doesn't work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is she one of those people, Brittany? Because I've worked at different jobs. Like, I worked at McDonald's for 4 hours before I got fired. I worked at Subway before I got fired for giving out free subs, stuff like that. You ever work with somebody where, like, they can do the job, but they do it so slow and kind of they mess it up so they don't have to do it again? Was she like that, where she's just so lazy?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. There's always an excuse for why she can't do something. I can't do this because of this reason. You know, always. It's always an excuse, and it's
it's always the crappy job that she gets out of.
Oh, exactly.
So it's like everything's spoon-fed to her. It's ridiculous.
Hey, thank you, Brittany, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. If you got something, we'd love to hear about the enemy at your job or at your work. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in.
For me, the enemy is the person that doesn't make the job fun. Like, when I used to work at, like, McDonald's and Applebee's, I was the guy that I always went out of my way to be weird and crazy to make the job fun. But then there were some people that just, you know, they weren't on board. They were bums and miserable, and I that's my work enemy.
I used to work at a restaurant here, and I was, like, a really bad server. I was a waitress, and okay. I'm just, like, not good at remembering things. And, like, I'm clumsy.
Those are kind of important skills, yeah.
Yeah, I just, like, also, like, get busy, like, talking to people, so I forget about their orders and stuff. So I just really was not good. But what I lacked in serving, I definitely made up in funness and weirdness. For sure.
Here's some cold fries. Want to hear a joke?
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Alabama police say a dispute over crab legs at a diner buffet ended in a brawl that led to two people getting arrested. Huntsville police officer Gerald Johnson says, man, I was just there, you know, at the buffet, getting ready to have me some crab legs. They're one of my favorite delicacies. And boom, fight broke out. Crab legs flying everywhere. The diners were using service tongs, the ch-ch-ch-ch, you know, a little tested out right there, as fencing things. So, like, get back.
I would have used the actual crab leg, the little claw.
Like, oh, I'll crack my claw on you. Yeah, it got heated. One man was beaten by a woman. Alex, were you in Alabama?
I 100% understand this because there is nothing in this world as good as crab legs.
He said the incident started after about 10 minutes of a line. I guess everybody was like lining up waiting because they were going to bring some new ones, you know, out of the back of the kitchen. And that's when all hell broke loose. Like, hey, you cut in front of me. No, you cut in front of me. Well, yeah. Anyways, the man ended up getting beaten up pretty bad by the woman. Not good. Jenkins said they've charged a woman with assault. The other guy has also been charged with disorderly conduct. They've both been asked not to come back to the buffet. So, I don't know. I'm glad that didn't happen. We went out for Alex's birthday and got some crawfish.
There was no fights.
No, we just, what do? We pinch the head, suck the butt?
That's right. Something like that.
Sounds so gross. That's your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And, well, this could be interesting. I don't know what to think. Producer Porkchop is going to watch my house tomorrow into kind of midday, early afternoon on Saturday. My brother Bob, this kind of happened quickly, but he's getting married, and they're having a wedding ceremony at like 11:15 on Friday, and then they're having a little get-together in the afternoon, like to celebrate a little reception. And then I'm just going to, you know, come back Saturday. But I figured, why not let somebody on the show, you know, watch the house? I've talked about this for a long time. It's never actually happened with Liv and other people. I'm like, hey, would you want a house sit? Would you want to watch the dogs? But
what they say,
it never actually it never actually happened.
But here's the thing: every single weekend that he was going out of town, I was also going out of town,
so it just didn't line up. I took him somewhere else.
Okay. I will say something funny. When you sent in the group text, you said, "Hey, Liv, hey, Porkchop, would one of you want to watch my dogs?" I purposely made sure that I responded first and said I would because I felt like Liv wouldn't.
So I saw the message first before you replied, or maybe I saw the message and I was like, shoo, I need to check if I'm busy that weekend, because I wasn't sure if I had to go to my parents' house or what, or if I was going out of town,
or if you were
whatever
drinking.
It was, maybe, no, I'm just kidding, or if I was going to my boyfriend's parents' house, whatever. So I meant to check. And then I think I just completely forgot.
Oh, and that probably what happened was you got my text. It was like, bing, and then you're like, oh, okay, Porkchop is going to do it.
I think I did see that, and I was like, you bastard.
No, wait, are you saying you're in town this weekend?
I am actually in town this weekend, so I'm like a little annoyed.
Slumber party, then. We'll do it together.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Where are you going to sleep? Because Joe talks about sleeping naked on the show all the time.
What?
Well, yeah, you got to let your stuff breathe. Women should, too. And this isn't pervy. I'm not going to defend this all day, but it's good for your body to have air circulate.
Women actually don't.
You should not, or you're going to have spider babies.
I don't know about spider babies.
Are you really a virgin, then?
But
gross.
But I have actually read articles that say that you should not do that. Women should definitely not do that. At least have something on.
Well, Joe, will you at least wash the bed sheets for... your washing machine's broken.
No, it's okay. That situation has been handled. As a matter of fact, you will have a brand new, fresh pair of sheets for you to use. So I assume
How do I test?
So is Chase going to stay with you or you're going to go by yourself?
Well, I don't know if I want all that stuff going on in my bedroom.
Hey, who's going to watch my dog then? He has to stay home and watch my dog.
Oh, why don't you just have Chase come over to Joe's and he brings your all's pets and then it's like a freaking zoo in there.
Zootopia or something going on over there.
No, bad idea.
Well, hold on.
You got a bird and whatever else. Spaghetti monster. I don't know what all
you
have.
Yeah, he's got his own little zoo, actually. He has a license for it now. It's a traveling circus. Hold on. I didn't even realize this was a thing. I'm kind of want to change where we're going with this. Liv, would you... Sorry, pork chop. Would you want to watch them this weekend then?
Do I have to stay the night at your place?
I would prefer it, but I mean, like, I want more than just checking in with them for like 10 minutes.
Well, obviously, I get that.
Because why? Because they're going to chew everything or because you want them to get like attention or what?
I just don't
want
to be alone, Alex. No.
Can't you just leave the TV on? Don't people just do that? Here, watch this.
No,
that's like for children. I don't know about dogs.
I do that for my dog.
There's like a dog. There's like a local dog kennel or something that like you pay a little extra money and they have a TV. They play a TV for your dog.
Do they put like Animal Planet on or something? Like, yeah. Coming up on this edition
they put like a cartoon dog show on for them.
A bark court.
That is so bizarre.
I mean, okay.
I've never heard of that.
So, okay, I guess.
I know, I'm just.
No, it's cool.
My friend leaves on music for her dogs when she leaves. I asked her, I was like, hey, because I spent the night at her house. I was like, oh, you left like the radio on. She was like, oh, no, that's for the dogs. I was like, you're freaking nuts.
Dude, I'm not joking. My boyfriend's dog actually like pays attention to TV.
Yeah, I think there are some
really
that do.
He really does. He really does. Like, he'll try to be sleeping, and then, like, he'll hear something big that happens on the show, and then he can't help but, like, turn his head and, like, look and have to see what happens.
Okay, and there's one more thing I forgot to bring up with you. I guess, I mean, I hate to bring it up on the air, but it has to be discussed sometime before tomorrow. Pork chop, how much, are you expecting payment for this? Is this kind of like a thing you do for a friend?
Oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable.
No, I actually was not expecting payment because...
Good, cool.
You've done a lot of nice things for me, so I figured this is something I can do for you. And
without like using money, I get
if
that.
If you were
nice.
To like, you know, and you suggested getting like food or...
Honestly, I think that this is like going to help you out because if you're staying at Joe's tomorrow night, where he lives, there's a ton of nightlife, which means prime Ubering.
Oh, actually, yes.
Prime.
Oh, my
Ubering.
Gosh. I should actually charge you to stay at my place. A little change in fortune there.